Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not a great day for a parade. Center City is going to host the Navy and Marine Corps' 250th anniversary parade today. Over 7,000 participants are expected to fill the streets and march from JFK Boulevard to Independence Mall. The parade will be filled with floats, balloons, marching bands, Navy and Marine vehicles. Not a great day again for the floats, though. Scheduled to start at 11 this morning and wrap up around 1:30. There are several major road closures throughout Center City because of this parade, so you want to keep it tuned right here to KYW for traffic on the twos for updates. Heads up for drivers on 95. Starting tonight, the highway is going to be shut down in the Northeast every night this week. This is from Aramingo to Cottman from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. Tuesday night, 95 will close an hour earlier at 8 o'clock. This is so crews can install barriers for bridge repairs. PennDOT expects this to be done on Friday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.